Tekano Estate is an organically farmed winery in central Otago, New Zealand. We have around 110 hectares of vineyard and also conservation land based around the Cromwell Basin in central Otago, which is one of the kind of oldest areas of wine production. So our home block, the Eliza Vineyard, is on Felton Road. It's got some very well-known neighbours with Mount Difficulty across the road and Felton Road's Calvert Vineyard right next door. And that is the home of our newly constructed cellar door, which is a bit of an architectural wonder piece. 3 years in the making and really a work of art as much as a building. New Zealand is an island nation in the South Pacific, and for most of the country its climate is dictated by the sea. Central Otago, however, is unique in having a continental climate. It's very far south. In fact, it's almost the most southerly wine region in the world, which puts us on the very fringes of where you can grow good wine. But in some ways, being on the fringes makes for really exceptional wines. Pinot Noir especially seems to thrive in marginal climes. If it has it too easy, it can make fairly boring and kind of monotone wines, whereas Central Otago is renowned for wines with depth of character and plushness and real vibrancy. And the reason we can actually ripen these reds is because, being a mountainous region, we're in a bowl in the high mountains, and so the maritime influence, which affects most of the country, doesn't really touch us. The rain falls to the east and to the west of the mountain ranges, and we get dry air moving across central Otago. So that climate means we get extremes of heat, very, very hot summers, and we get extremes of cold, so very, very cold winters, which makes it not only an interesting and challenging place to work, but also a beautiful place to live, with crystal clear glacial fed rivers and lakes and just the most beautiful snow-capped mountains and this very arid, very severe rocky landscape around us. It's an absolute pleasure to live there and work there and make wine there. So I've talked about the Eliza Vineyard being our home block, and that's in Bannockburn. We also have another vineyard up there called Jerome, which is, those two vineyards are like chalk and cheese. Jerome is very sandy, makes wines which are very structural and very muscular, you could say, whereas Eliza is on deeper silts and clays, some river gravels, and makes wines of elegance, plushness, depth, wines with tannin, but you wouldn't really describe them as tannic, more as full-bodied, whereas the Jerome wines are very, very tannic. And having that duality allows us to actually, you know, blend season by season for a style. So the Tekano Estate wine is definitely a blend of those two vineyards and better for it. It's got the plushness and elegance of Eliza with the kind of structural integrity of Jerome, and the Kin range of wines, which is our more entry level, more, you know, kind of quintessential central Pinot. We make it in a very fruit forward, very kind of classic style, I guess you would say. In addition to those vineyards, we also have a large vineyard on Northburn, to the east of Lake Dunstan, and that is almost like seven vineyards stuck together. It's a really wide range of altitudes, aspects, and soil types. There's multiple glacial terraces which have been carved over different eras of glaciation, and each of those has really unique characteristics in terms of its soil profile, its exposure to the wind, its orientation to the sun. The level of the slope also affects how kind of cold air moves across it. So fortunately, none of that vineyard is frost prone, except for the very lowest blocks along the lakefront, which are very flat. And so that vineyard is just coming into production, and we're just starting to see the potential and the character of the different blocks across it. So Tukano Estate was founded in 2017 by Rhonda Lloyd. She's a Californian native, but UK resident and married to a Kiwi. So, I don't know, global citizen, I guess you'd say. But the New Zealand influence from her marriage has very much impacted her worldview. And her and her husband, they really love New Zealand, and they especially love Central Otago. So in 2015, they purchased a vineyard in Bannockburn and made a really astute purchase. It was a small vineyard with an area of peaches out the back, and those peaches became vines, and then that vineyard is now Eliza. And that kind of sparked an interest in wine and in Central Otago development, and Tukano was born. So Tukano is Māori, it means the seed, and it kind of reflects their view of what they're doing as being a tree which is going to grow and eventually blossom. So our estate philosophy is to do things for the long term, to plant a seed and nurture it and watch it grow. And so all of our developments to date have been done in a very holistic and very forward-looking way. We've sometimes sacrificed early gains for long-term vision, we're slowly shifting to organics across all the properties. So that organic conversion started with Eliza, which is certified organic this year, 2020, and then next year Jerome will be certified organic, and so on and so forth.